No, this one is called My Old Man. When you're young, love sleeps awkward against the stomach, wears a red hat, has your left lung tied around its wrist like a blue balloon. But my love wheezes like an old man when it sleeps. When it sleeps, I cannot sleep. When it's awake, I'm even worse for sleep. The old man keeps me up. He rocks in his old chair, cursing and asking someone to feed the cats. There are no cats in my chest. The old man is crazy. I took away his typewriter because the keys kept me up all night, but now he scratches poems on the inside of my tongue. I don't know how he gets up there. He writes poems to strangers just to fuck with me. He writes poems to big-breasted women. He writes poems to the bodies of women and forgets to put the women in them. He writes poems to men with business suits on who have forgotten their story isn't boring. To old ladies crossing the street and lovers crossing themselves against what their skin wants to do. To those who rush into love too early, knowing it will not last. Praying, Lord, please keep me strong and lonely through all of this so it does not hurt when I rip pleasure back out of my body. My old man laughs like a grandmother with a shotgun, blowing my poems out of the sky. Not good enough, not good enough. He's more like a leprechaun than a cupid. He falls in love with buildings. He falls in love with what people leave behind them. New hairpins and old architecture and apple cores. He hoards apples in my chest, and now my chest is full of apples. My chest is growing into a tree. Trees are aching inside of it like it's a too small pot, and the old man is swinging from the branches yelling, "Give me back my typewriter, you stupid fuck. Look what you're doing to yourself." So I swallow harder and I type for the both of us. I type love poems to my mother saying thank you for the days you smiled like a broken fountain and put my problems first. I type love poems to my sister saying when you have died, I will find the spot and use whatever is near at hand to mark where heaven was planted. I type love poems to those I cannot speak to my father. I say, Father, this poem is clearly phrased and technical. It is not over-concerned with aesthetics. This poem reads books like the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. It is like a raft from a desert island or a boy whose father beat him until he joined Vietnam. It survives no matter what. Hopelessness crosses this poem's mind, but not its heart. This poem hopes with all its crossed heart for life. This poem drinks principles, Father. This poem coughs on itself, Father. This poem coughs on itself because it is trying to be bigger than the man who birthed it. It is just these slung up words, these makeshift words, slung up in the mouths of strangers to prop them open and let the light out. It is broken on your knee, Father. Take it up like a necklace, like a wire box, like a birdcage, like something functional. Like a loose tooth, take it up like a sniper rifle, like a call for backup, like divorce counseling, like a repairable heart, like fatherhood, and put it on your bookshelf in between The Power of Now and How to Forgive Your Abusive Parent, or inside the cover of How to Forgive Your Alcoholic Father on His Deathbed and Then Raise Your Children the Way He Should Have, the way you did. Take this poem into your arms the way you did. Teach this poem to forgive itself so it will stop beating me up from the inside. Hold it softly in your hands like a brittle leaf, like a loose tooth, like a sunset you could eat like an orange, like the apples in our backyard, like the trees in our backyard you used to prune for us every summer, like every summer igniting into autumn in our chests, in licks of red flame and copper wire and piano notes I want to hang for you in the sky.